from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast. Text message. So are you and Seth only going to do the first quarter of the pregame show since it's preseason, and then the backup hosts will be in there after
the first
quarter?
They might keep us in for the first half. If the first quarter is really good, they'll probably pull us.
Right.
They'll go in there and get a few good segments in and be like, all right, we've seen. We don't need to risk a vocal cord injury.
Right.
Or dehydration, more likely.
That tickled me. That tickled me a lot. All right.
Real quick.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things that this career gets me out of is helping my father-in-law stack hay. I get hay fever. And then if I get hay fever and I get that... It screws up my voice.
Yeah.
It's a bad word there because it really messes up my voice.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm sorry, Fred. I'd love to stack hay all afternoon, but, you know, got to take care of your daughter. Sorry.
Hey, man. She's got a lifestyle that I've got to upkeep, okay?
Yeah. All right.
And only by baking
I can't live that hay life.
That's right. All right, let's do this. We do it every Friday before a Texans game. And it's preseason for us, too, so let's get in midseason form. 5 reasons I hate you. We find reasons both having to do with the team, the market, whatever. Anything that riles up animus for the opponent. The opponent this weekend is the New York Giants. We start with reason number 5 why I hate the New York Giants. Their owner, John Mara's mopey ass. That's why I hate him. Hard knocks off season. One of the key players in that 5-episode series was their owner, who could not strike you as less of a captain of industry. Here is John Mara in GM Joe Shane's office wringing his hands over the fact that Saquon Barkley might not be a New York Giant anymore. John Mara's voice is the first one you're going to hear.
What's the latest? Just on the Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Hmm.
Which I don't know if I'll make a couple calls. I don't even know if that's going to happen, but.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that. As I've told you, just being out. I have been around enough players. He's the most popular player we have by far.
Yeah.
I can't, man. I'm not going to ask anybody to go back and watch the whole offseason Hard Knocks, but if John Mara watched that and didn't realize how much he was being treated by like a doofus by Joe Shane, because Joe Shane in that series, Joe Shane is actively trying to convince everybody in the organization that Saquon Barkley isn't worth the money and that he's not going to get any offers anywhere else because he's an aging running back and all these things. It could not be more clear that Joe Shane didn't expect nor even want Saquon Barkley back on the team. But every time he talked to John Mara, it was a lot of like, well, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll try. It was like he was just trying to soft pedal it and make a show of that. Yeah, we'd love to keep him, but it might not work out that way. And then even that, Do you think that Joe Shane actually got a text that said that Chicago is driving the price up and that Philly was out? Because obviously that was false.
I hadn't even thought of that, but now that you bring it up, I think that's a distinct possibility.
Do you remember that being reported? Because usually when guys get that, it's from one of the national reporters.
I don't ever remember hearing that Philly was out on Saquon Barkley. Yeah.
And so that's the thing that made me skeptical of all right, wait a second.
Especially his tone, too. He's like, well, I'm hearing, hey, Ben, play the beginning one more time of that.
What's the latest? Just on the Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, he's faking it.
That sounds like a shyster.
He's faking it. You're right.
Slick he sounded. Hey, just got a text. Dude. Hey, he's a hot. Okay. Hey, it sounds like the price is going up. Going up, 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 up. Hey. I don't know if we're going to be able to afford this, John.
Dude. Who's mopier, John Mara or Aziz Alshire's Henry Toa Toa voice?
I don't know, honey. I'd really like it if you wouldn't hang out with your ex-boyfriend so much.
Dude.
I know that you have to have a business relationship with, but do you have to go? Do you have to share a hotel room on business trips? I just don't know about this.
You're my most popular wife. I don't want to lose you.
It's just, sometimes a fella thinks.
If you go to the Eagles.
I know you're trying to win a Super Bowl, but did you know that Saquon Barkley's our most popular player?
I could do this all day. We got to do four more of these. All right. Four more reasons I hate you. Eli, these are five reasons I hate you, New York Giants. Number five, John Mara's mopey ass. Number four, Eli Manning's Hall of Fame candidacy. The fact that Eli Manning is viewed, and he's eligible next year, and I'm already hearing it, that he's the headliner in this class. He won two Super Bowls and beat Tom Brady. I know this. You don't need to point this out to me. What I will point out to those of you who want him in there, he is a career record of 117 and 117. He is a 500 quarterback for his career. Exactly, and he was not good. He was a four-time Pro Bowler, a none-time All-Pro, never got any MVP votes, was never... I don't know that Eli was ever even a top, 10 quarterback consistently, let alone a top 5 quarterback, which I think you need to be consistently...
He was Robert Horry. It's Robert, except not
kind of
many,
in that, but he's in that category of...
Yeah, without as prolific a number of championships.
Yeah, but that corner, that... Make a wing in the Hall of Fame for guys like that. That's fine. Who put Jim Plunkett in there, too. He won two Super Bowls,
Mm-hmm.
Not a Hall of Famer, man. And these New York
people.
Yeah, you
just wonder if that Northeast bias is going to push him on through.
I think he's getting in.
I have a hard time because I like Eli. But I don't mind him. But it's the fans themselves who are just full-throated. Yeah. Of course he's a Hall of Famer.
We'll get to them. Don't worry.
He's as good as judges in the playoffs. What's that?
Number three.
He's good in the playoffs.
Hang on. Let's not get ahead. Number three. Five reasons I hate you. Daniel Jones' stupid bug-eyed look that he has on his face all the time.
It's not bug-eyed. It's crazy-eyed.
Yeah, crazy-eyed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of the, I don't know if he's smart enough to be a serial killer, but he's got a serial killer look about him
He just looks like a dope. How did this guy get $160 million? Right, Seth's doing, if you're watching on the YouTube, Seth is doing his best Daniel Jones impersonation right now.
He's got the Adam Gase thing going on sometimes.
Big time. Big time, yeah. Big time. That's number three. Number two.
He just got abducted by aliens in the bright light, and he doesn't know where he is, and all of a sudden the bright lights got shown in his face.
Right, right. Yes.
And he's just learning about the anal probe he's going to get.
He looks like he got a lobotomy. It's weird. Number two. This is a fan base, the New York Giants, and an organization that worships someone who routinely gets popped for forgetting to register as a sex offender when he moves.
Routinely?
Routinely. It's not the first time that Lawrence Taylor, NFL legend and former New York Giants star, he was arrested in Florida earlier this summer, back in July, and charged again with failing to report a residence change as a sex offender. He was arrested in 2010 for some horrible things. Rape and prostitution charges, and he was able to kind of plea his way out of it, and he got 6 years probation, avoided jail time, but has to register as a sex offender anywhere that he lives as his primary residence, and this is not the first time this has happened. It's happened before, and his lawyer's like, oh, Lawrence is a good guy. His lawyer was quoted, as with the previous incident, with the same allegations, Mr. Taylor did not knowingly commit any criminal offense. This situation is a significant misunderstanding. Well, of course he didn't knowingly forget to do something. You don't knowingly forget to do something. You just forget to do something.
I'll tell you what. I would be awful at that.
Registering as a sex offender?
You talk about social anxiety. Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeesh. Yeesh. Oh, you got to go and do you still have to, like, I always feel bad. I feel like maybe this is antiquated, or maybe it was only ever just for Hollywood. Like, do you actually have to go door to door and tell people? Because I feel bad for those families. I'm like, all right, send me a letter or something, but, like, don't have the sex offenders show up at my door telling me.
Let me ask you this.
Like, I'd prefer just not to. I'd like to know that he's there, but not have to converse with him.
Let me ask you this, and we're going to get to number one in just a second. If we ask somebody to clarify for that on the text page, if you have to do what you just said, go door to door, what are the chances that the person says, hey, I'm a sex offender? And yes, you do. Or is it someone saying, I'm a lawyer? What's the ratio of lawyers to actual sex offenders that we get on the text page?
I think there's a lot of sex offenders that can't be springing for the hourly fee for a lawyer to go around and do it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No, I'm just talking about the lawyer texting
in. I got you. Yeah. I misunderstood. Yeah. So the people that will give, nobody's going to be like, hey guys, registered sex offender here. Especially Lawrence Taylor. He would never identify himself on the text line. There's I'm a Lawrence Taylor Hall of Famer, all-time great football
it's
player.
It's LT here.
Oh, is that all, LT? Right. Is that all?
That's all you're famous for?
Okay.
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Number one, 5 Reasons I Hate You, New York Giants. These are the same fans who root for the Yankees, who I would say, if I'm the Astros and I'm listing arch rivals, to me it's some permutation of Dodgers, Yankees, Rangers. Like it's some mix of those three. And these are the same people that root for the Yankees. These are the same people that Seth had to sit next to at what, like a Little League game or something, and listen to dad and his son like a few years ago?
Yeah, and that one, it was funny. It was the exact opposite of the impression I just did, because this kid was bemoaning the fact that Aaron Judge wasn't even a good baseball player. He was like the Yankees must have been in a rough stretch or something or whatever. They're like, oh, he sucks. He's not even like, I don't even know why, what the big deal. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I can't get into an argument with this kid and be the person explaining to him that, no, Aaron Judge is really good in the regular season. But he's just he's pathetic. He does not live up to his standard or his billing in the postseason.
But what did the kid's dad say to him, Seth?
He's actually pretty good. He's actually pretty good. You know, believe it or not, he's actually pretty good.
He's did judges an all-star.
And I'm like, geez, dude, no. Like, what the hell are you, like, what kind of a fan are you?
He's actually, I remember you saying, judges an all-star.
Yeah, he's actually an all-star, believe it or not. That's right. That's what he said,
yeah. He's an all-star. Do you have
believe it or not, he's an all-star.
Believe it or not, that's what it was. Believe it or not. I'm like, yeah, like, he sucks in the postseason, but he's really good at baseball. Do you have any that you want to add? I always like the
city. Oh, yeah, this
bonus
is the city that killed John Lennon. Let's not forget that. Okay. All right? They killed John Lennon, and now yes. Daniel Jones has gone off and shacked up with his own personal Yoko Ono.
Oh, so, parallels.
Yeah. If you like the Beatles, you're not allowed to like the Giants.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, they're in the New Jersey Giants, but still, they call themselves the New York Giants.
Right.
They choose to affiliate themselves with the city that killed John Lennon.
Dude, Kay Adams is making me mad. I'm so mad at myself that I didn't sniff out what you did with Kay Adams and what she does on these trips.
That she butters everybody up and says they're the next greatest thing.
Yes, yeah. She tweeted this about the Broncos yesterday. I'm pulling it up right now. She just left Broncos camp, so she talked to Sean Payton and Cortland Sutton, and she got to watch Bo Nix and put out a bunch of pictures. I mean, she's doing her job. She's amazing at her job. But this whole vibes are mountain high, all eyes on Bo. There's a happiness, a guardedness, grateful to come visit the Broncos ahead of the coronation.
The coronation?
Coronation of who?
How many Super Bowl champions has she predicted? Oh, the coronation of Bo Nix.
Who can? Yeah, duh. Yeah, that's still Bo Nix?
You know what's funny is, I guess I saw James Palmer yesterday. Apparently got into it with some radio hosts in Denver, like in a friendly way. They were having an argument about it, but the people are upset. Tell me if this sounds familiar. People in Denver are upset that they haven't named Bo Nix the starter yet. And okay. Because you got to name him the starter. You just got to, like they did with Bryce Young.
Yeah.
You can never do exactly what the Texans did with C.J. Stroud and make him earn the position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, a lot of people here got agitated about that last year with CJ. They were wrong. Yeah, Bo Nix, the coronation. Okay. All right. Guardedness. Mm. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Major League Baseball, I think the new rules they put in a year or so ago have largely been really good. Don't try to get too cute, Major League Baseball. That's all I'm going to say. And we'll tell you what they're trying to do, possibly down the road, coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.